Yeah, some Jefferson Airplane. We're having some protest songs and some political songs here on Time Travel. In the meantime, let's go to Woodstock. It's Crosby, Stills, and Nash. No Young in this one. He was out smoking and drinking.
Right. especially for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Time Travel. We're here with you till 7 p.m.
Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. Sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me. China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me. We'll be right back.
Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you till 7 p.m.
my songs. I said this train carries brokenhearted. This train, thieves and sweet souls departed. This train carries fools, carries kings. This train, all about.
Just no place for Spider-Man. Hi, everybody. At a time when our businesses have created 9.2 million new jobs in just over 4 years, and more companies are considering bringing jobs back from overseas, we have a choice to make. We can make it easier for businesses to invest in America, or we can make it harder. I want to work with Congress to create jobs and opportunity for more Americans. But where Congress won't act, I will. And I want to talk about three things we're doing right now.
Check this out. Yeah. of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams. All of which are American dreams.
Whew, you sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will. But today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so...
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
Time travel here with you until 7 p.m. doing a little election special. We had songs about the president. We had songs about elections, and we had some protest songs in there, and a few other things politically charged here on Time Travel today. 855-915-WMFO. How about some more presidents of the United States here on Time Travel?
Country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I move into the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. Move into the country. Gonna eat a lot of peaches. I took a
Time Travel here with you till 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. It is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 855-915-WMFO.
I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning,
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station. Stick around. big picture is coming up next. It's WMFO in Medford. Time travel with Chris Earle. Be back next week. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
Thanks for keeping it on your Freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Come here.
WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. It is The Big Picture. Derek Gary with you tonight until 9 o'clock. 855-915-9636.